So to wrap things up on my end and to turn it over to Tom Hess to assist you in setting your goals for the upcoming year, I'm going to read a little section called Getting Real from the book called Harmonic Wealth by James Arthur Ray. Now, I happen to know James Arthur Ray because he participated in The Secret, which was very popular a while back, if any of you remember that. But here it goes. Okay, I'm telling you some things you've probably heard before under this section on setting goals and intentions. But guess what? Studies show that it often takes hearing something 50 times before you get it. Repetition is the second law of learning and transformation. Recognition is the first. You'll never transform and grow until you recognize you need to. If at any time in this chapter you find yourself thinking, I know this, follow up with an immediate question, but am I doing it? If you're not, then you know about it, but you don't know it. Knowing something is just intellectual fodder. Knowing it means moving it from your head to your heart and ultimately to your feet, as in get it moving. Setting goals is nearly as automatic as breathing. Think about it. Anytime you've ever changed, improved, or achieved anything, you started by setting some kind of goal. I prefer setting intentions. Intending to create something is much more powerful than just setting a goal. Intention has resolve, discipline, and commitment. Goals are finish lines, but intention is the process of achievement. Setting a clear intention is important because it gives direction to your unconscious mind. You form your world with your intention, and you hold it together with your attention. Your intention is the direction you choose, the directional system for your attention. Set the intentions you truly want and deserve, not the ones that sound good to others or those that are solely self-effacing. Although much of the time you'll be after the tangible physical goals, recognize that it's not really the tangible that's driving you. It's the spiritual being inside of you wanting to unfold and express itself so you can become the person you need to become to create that intention. Bottom line is that time is finite, but energy is not. The only reason you're not totally vibrant, vital, and alive is because you're doing something to cut yourself off from your source and the future pull of your destiny. So you have to align with your spirit. By the way, I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. I'm only reading the underlined bit, so if it sounds like it doesn't flow greatly, that's the reason. All right, back to the book. Mindstorm. So we often stop ourselves from getting what we want because we fear that the price will be horrible. If you've got BS fears, tell yourself it's time to let them go and that you're done giving them airtime. If they still seem valid, however, ask yourself, how can I handle this challenge creatively? Give your marvelous unconscious mind the task of coming up with a solution. Kick the unconscious into creative gear. Mindstorm all the ways you consciously know how to deal with something. Write down everything from the most simple to the most complex, the most ridiculous to the realistic. And set aside your list and allow your unconscious mind to go to work. Forget about it, but pay attention to answers when they start appearing. You'll be surprised how creative alternatives just pop out of nowhere. You don't randomly get a desire unless you have the ability to make it happen. Making it happen begins with writing it down, concretizing your intention, and then mobilizing the energy in the zero-point field to help you achieve it. Goals should be specific and measurable. For example, ultraviolet waves have a frequency of 10 to the 14 cycles per second, while cosmic waves have a frequency of 10 to the 24 cycles per second. By contrast, your kitchen table has a frequency of only a few cycles per second, and so does your car. The point is, bring things from the non-physical realm of spirit into the physical realm of form, you have to slow them down, way down. You do this by making them ultra-specific and measurable. Record your specific, measurable goals by putting them in the present tense. Like, I am so happy and grateful to be spending this amazing day blank, doing blank. Can you just see yourself there? Can you feel the joy? Do you notice and feel the difference writing as if you already have your intention right now? The genie is impartial and always asks, your wish is my command. So make your statements specific, positive, and present, and in the present tense. Define it like you have it. As you begin to write, start with, I am so happy and grateful that. Using words like happy, excited, and love pulls in the emotional element that's so crucial. Emotion is nothing more than energy in motion. Emotion is the gateway to motivation. One of the most powerful creative emotions is gratitude. When you're grateful, you're sending out the message, thank you, send me more. Anyone can be grateful after the fact. A master is grateful in advance. Make your intention something that turns you on and juices you up, not just something you think you can get. Set intentions that will cause you to stretch and grow, make you feel strong, empowered, and attractive. The human spirit will not invest itself in mediocrity. Aim high enough to inspire yourself to grow into your new life, but pick something that's believable. A stretch, but believable nonetheless. Visualizing is clearly the key to living something. We often overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. Every morning when you get up, when your unconscious mind is most receptive, picture your intention before you even get out of bed. At night, relive your vision, planting the picture in your unconscious mind as you drift off to sleep. The last thing you think of before you go to sleep is what your unconscious mind has to work with all night long. Whatever your unconscious mind consistently has to work with, you consistently move toward. By the law of attraction, it moves towards you. Lastly, use affirmations, decrees, and proclamations in conjunction with action. So with that, I turn you over to Tom Hess for your goal setting for the upcoming year, and I look forward to making it your best year ever with you.